thunderstorms, blustery winds to the northeastern U.S. A foot of snow forecast for parts of New England, New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through Tuesday morning. Nearly 75,000 customers in the region are without power. This is SRN News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly weekend shooting. The shooting happened Saturday night around 11:30 in the 5600 block of Carmichael Road. One man was shot and died on the scene. No word on any arrest. An update on an incident in Orange Beach where Tallahassee Mayor Johnny Hammack was arrested on a domestic violence charge. Police are now saying Hammack is charged with domestic violence by strangulation and he's being held with no bond. Orange Beach police say the incident happened Saturday night when authorities arrived at the scene. They found probable cause that Hammack had committed felony domestic violence and took him into custody. And the Alabama Supreme Court has raised the range of bail amounts for murder charges. The recommended range for murder has now been increased from $150,000 to $1.5 million. The changes are a general rule for circuit, district, and municipal courts to use. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. While we were on air today, it looks like one of the candidates for the state Supreme Court, the Alabama Supreme Court, Deborah Jones, has released an ad. I thought we'd play that here. I mentioned, by the way, guardianships and conservatorships a little bit ago. By the way, the Alabama Supreme Court, in the case of Joanne Bashunsky, were her hero. They released her from the conservatorship. She ended up dying while fighting for her freedom from a conservatorship from former employees. It was truly, I've never seen anything like it. I know, like I said, the Britney Spears case has gotten a whole lot of media. There's also a Netflix documentary, and there's been other cases of attention drawn to guardianships and conservatorships. But I can not speak enough about how every single individual in our nation, regardless of partisan politics, conservative, Democrat, every single person should be aware of how horrific a system this is and can be, even in our very backyard here in Montgomery, Alabama. And so I encourage you to check that out. And as we're looking at candidates for the state Supreme Court, this is one issue that is very important to me. We're going to start playing this this ad that was released. And by the way, the very opening image is one of Donald Trump. So let's see what this says.
President Trump promised more conservatives on the Supreme Court, and he kept his word. Now, we have the chance to elect a real conservative fighter for the Alabama Supreme Court. Judge Deborah Jones, pro-life, she'll defend our Second Amendment gun rights. And Judge Jones is ready to stand up against the D.C. liberals. President Trump was right. To make America great again, we need more conservatives on the Alabama Supreme Court. Real conservatives like Judge Deborah Jones.
Joey?
What?
That's a lot of Trump for a state Supreme Court ad. People in Alabama love Trump.
What's with you and being literally minded when it comes to political ads? You're sharper than this.
I do like that she put the Second Amendment in there. Let's play it one more time. Hold on. Let's see what issues, aside from Trump, what hot button issues she hits on in this 30-second ad.
President Trump promised more conservatives on the Supreme Court, and he kept his word. Now, we have the chance to elect a real conservative fighter for the Alabama Supreme Court. Judge Deborah Jones, pro-life, she'll defend our Second Amendment gun rights. And Judge Jones is ready to stand up against the D.C. liberals. President Trump was right. To make America great again, we need more conservatives on the Alabama Supreme Court. Real conservatives like Judge Deborah Jones.
I like what she's saying. I like it. I like the Second Amendment. I like conservatives. I like constitutional judges who are gonna uphold our Constitution.
Yeah, I mean, pro-life with a picture of a baby, and then Second Amendment with a guy who looks like he's turkey hunting with a shotgun, or he's just shooting a tree. And then there's D.C. liberals with, very unflattering photos of Pelosi, Biden, and Harris. Yeah, it works.
Are there really any flattering pictures? Not many of Pelosi or Harris, for that matter. Hey, speaking of which, we've got a clip to go back on. Speaking of those two, as I roll my eyes, never let MLK Day. MLK Day really ends up. People show some specialness. I have a friend who every year, great guy, every year tells white people that they should not be posting MLK quotes if they are not MLK, if they're not living the life, and by living the life, I believe he means acting as a woke liberal. I'm like, wait, where did MLK say only some people can support or follow me? I got nothing. All right, so we're going to go to the bottom of this. We've got Pelosi on MLK and then Biden on MLK. Let's hear what they have to say on this important day.
Democracy. This is about suppressing the vote. It's about nullifying the elections, which Dr. King talked about that day. Nullifying the election. It's about just doing so many things to be obstacles to participation. That's wrong. The truth is, that's wrong. And this family and John Lewis, and so beautifully that this bill is named for him, but the first bill, he wrote the first 300 pages of what is now called Freedom to Vote. And as has been indicated by the King family, this bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just a filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy. We have no right to honor this family, to visit the monument. Imagine 36 years old, left this earth in such a way that he has a monument on the Mall along with Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all of them with tears in their eyes for the departure from our democracy that is happening right now, unless the truth is acknowledged and this legislation is passed. And with that, I want to yield to our distinguished...
You will give us what we want, or you are not honoring MLK. Joey, do you hear what we're saying? We have named a bad bill after a good man. You will give it to us. The 300 pages he wanted, we've added more to that. Never mind what it does or doesn't do. Never mind it doesn't live up to the name it's given. In the name of MLK. And because if you don't, you are all racist jerks. You will give us what we want. You will get rid of the filibuster and pass bad legislation in the name of anti-racism. Lord have mercy. All right. Biden couldn't help himself to either. He had the same incredible train of thought here.
Last week, Vice President Harris and I visited Atlanta, Georgia, the cradle of civil rights in America. We paused and prayed at the crypt of Dr. and Mrs. King. We met members of their family, Dr. Bernice King, Martin Luther King III, his wife, Andrea, his daughter, Yolanda. We met students who were changing the world, just like generations of young people before them had done that. In fact, Dr. King was just one of those young people, 15-year-old student in Morehouse College when he began his journey to fulfill the promise of America for all Americans. A promise that holds that we're all created equal and deserve to be treated equally throughout our lives. Dr. King wasn't just a dreamer of that promise, he was a doer. And on this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work, to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow. The attack on our democracy is real, from the January 6th insurrection to the onslaught of Republicans' anti-voting laws in a number of states. It's no longer just about who gets to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all. It's about two insidious things, voter suppression and election subversion. In his time, through his courage, his conviction, and his commitment, Dr. King held a mirror up to America and forced us to answer the question, where do we stand? whose side are we on? We're in another moment right now where the mirror is being held up to America, being held up again. The question being asked again, where do we stand? Whose side are we on? Will we stand against voter suppression, yes or no? Will we stand against election subversion, yes or no? Will we stand up for an America where everyone is guaranteed the full protections and the full promise of this nation, yes or no? I know where I stand, and it's time for every elected official in America to make it clear where they stand. It's time for every American to stand up, speak out, be heard. Where do you stand? Whose side are you on? On this day of remembrance, service, and action, may God bless Dr. and Mrs. King and their family. And may God bless you all. May God protect our troops.
Oh boy, so much to say about that one. We're going to get back, come back in and discuss all what Biden had to say there. 272-9228, 272-9228. Does it make you as mad as it makes me to see Biden and Pelosi use MLK's name to try to undermine our elections? Back in one moment after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
The new year is here, and make it a great one by going to Larry Puckett Chevrolet and purchasing a pre-owned vehicle. The prices are perfect. Look at the selection at LarryPuckett.com. You'll see all makes and models, and they're priced to sell. You'll be the envy of your neighbors when they see you pull up in your driveway with your new car from Larry Puckett. They have a large selection, and you're sure to find the perfect one for you. If you need some extra cash to pay off those Christmas credit card bills, Larry Puckett will give you an instant cash offer for your used car. For over four decades, the River Region and beyond have trusted Larry Puckett Chevrolet for price, service, and those little things that keep customers coming back. It's a new year and a great time to test drive your next car at Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Call them at 285-9300 or, as I said earlier, check out the inventory at LarryPuckett.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark keeping me out of trouble. So far, so good today. Before we get back to our conversation about how hateful everyone who disagrees with the hostile takeover of our elections are, I wanted to remind you guys one last time of our friends over at Mortgage Corporation of the South. John Williams and the A-Team, they can help you out before the interest rates change again and you are left with a higher interest rate and higher payments than you could or should have. Call them at 567-9000, 567-9000. John Williams and the A-Team over there, they will help you if you want to get pre-approved for a home mortgage loan. Whether it be you're looking for a new house, like I am, you're looking for a second house, a lake house or a beach house or something like that, they can help you with that too. If you are looking for a VA loan, make sure you're in the best one or get into one. See if you even qualify. John Williams and the A-Team over there can help you with all that. They're not just a mortgage company, the Mortgage and Loan Center. They can help you with those equity loans too. Automobiles, land, even your house, you can get cash out if you owe less than something is worth. Really easy to just call them and have them check and see if you qualify, see if they can help you out. They're able to do things that traditional lenders are not. They pride themselves on being high atop the mountain in Wetumpka and serving Alabama for over 25 years, being able to do things that help make our community stronger and keep customers coming back. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friends and good supporters of this show. Joey Clark, I sent a sick friend some medication and Pedialyte and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And somehow I managed to mess up on my Amazon purchase and it came to my house instead of going to their house. So, yeah, I'm all sorts of helpful.
Yeah, you got to double check that address it's being sent to.
It's the little things in life. It's the little things. Back to Joe Biden. So this idea, and I know it happens. I know it does. I know it happens year after year after year. But this idea that you cannot support MLK if you do not support getting rid of the filibuster and passing their atrocious election takeover bills is insulting. It's wrong. It's demeaning to the memory of MLK. It's demeaning to the intelligence of Americans. I get so mad at each and every one of these speeches that act as though everyone in the country is completely ignorant to what actually happened with the voting rights bills in Texas or Georgia. What we've done and are doing here in Alabama, what's happening in other states, little things that you need an ID to vote. You know what's funny? Not haha funny, ironic funny. In Washington, D.C. right now, if you want to go out and about, you need to have your vaccine card with you. If you are over the age of 18, you need your vaccine card. But you know what else you need to be able to show people? An ID. So that they know that the vaccine card that you're walking around with is yours. These are the same people who will tell you that voter ID is racist and harmful and does nothing but hurt the minority community. And here they are insisting you walk around with your COVID vaccination card and what? An ID. They're hypocrisy showing and they don't even care. Every single time I hear the call of racism for bills that were clearly not racist, that have nothing to do with race, that have everything to do with protecting the integrity of our elections, I just want to yell at them. Does no good. It does no good. You know what does good? Is electing people who know the difference between right and wrong. Electing people who understand how important and valuable our right to vote is. Electing people for Congress, U.S. Senate, Secretary of State, all of the offices that have a hand in making sure that there is no hostile takeover of our election process, that our votes are not undermined. We need to pay attention. And here in Alabama, we've got races on the line. We have elections and offices at hand that go right to this very issue. So Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, God willing, their effort fails and continues to fail because it is wrong. It is based on a lie. It is based on deception. It is rooted in a goal of allowing people to do things that will take away from our election security. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to call and get in on the conversation about using MLK to pass terrible bills. It's not a partisan issue to say they should stop. It's just tasteless and wrong for them to be doing it. Texas hostage situation. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, Joey, I've got a clip there, and it is a Meet the Press clip, but it explains well, and then we'll go into some of the reaction and response. But here is a clip for those who weren't tracking and following what happened at the Texas synagogue this weekend, what happened and who was responsible.
Amna, you spent a lot of time covering Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that hostage situation at the synagogue in the Dallas-Fort Worth area has ties to somebody we've held in prison. And I guess the concern when you look at the story, everything ended safely here, but the hostage taker was talking about a woman who's in prison, who's become a bit of a cause celeb for some fundamentalists. Tell us more about it.
Her name is Afia Siddiqui. She is a Pakistani national, U.S.-educated woman who was arrested in Afghanistan, U.S. officials say, in 2008. Mm-hmm. And they say while she was in custody there and being questioned, she got hold of someone's weapon and attempted to kill U.S. soldiers and FBI agents. They brought her to the States, tried her on terrorism charges, and sentenced her to about 85 years. So she's serving that time in Texas right now. She has become something of a cause celeb. And even over all of these years among more militant Islamist circles, but also more generally. In Pakistan, she is held up as a hero, as someone who was unjustly imprisoned, wrapped up in this global war on terror that the U.S. led. But even human rights organizations here in the U.S. have questioned her detention and the circumstances of her arrest and saying, is she really, she has said she did not do any of that, we should say. But she has also said some anti-Semitic remarks in the past. She has held on to the conspiracy theory, the anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that Israel was behind the attacks of 9/11. And so to have someone who says that they support her and want her release go into a synagogue in this way is deeply concerning at a time of rising anti-Semitism.
I was just going to say, I assume now that it's synagogues and military installations are probably the two highest profile targets for anybody on this topic right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I spoke with a law enforcement official this morning, works on national security, said they're still investigating the motive here, but what they're preparing for is not just potential copycats, but just this year, unprecedented levels of violence in 2022 because of the volatility of the threat scenarios.
My goodness.
Unprecedented levels of violence. And it's only January 17th, guys. And I still can't wrap my head around this. We don't know what the motive was. Why? Why target Jewish people? Makes me... I don't understand. They're willing to call bigotry and everything bigotry and racist, but they really don't want to use the words to describe what's happening in a synagogue, what's happening against Jewish people. It makes no sense. When we come back, we'll continue on the topic and the response to this. We've got a new Joe Biden clip to play. These things and more coming up after this break.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there. He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hey, folks, it's Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. On this MLK holiday, it's going to remain cold, well below normal for this time of the year. Today will be breezy and cold, but dry. High temperature up to about 49, with those gusty northwesterly winds making it seem cooler. Tonight, mainly clear. We're headed for the deep freeze. Overnight, low temperature down to about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool. Close to normal for this time of the year, high around 57. Risk of showers by Wednesday afternoon, but a better chance of rain by Wednesday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the final 30 minutes of this Monday holiday show. My children have been expelled expelled from my house, so that they didn't come in. Although my daughter did make the case that she should get to do radio with me today. Instead of being expelled, but we'll have to try that another time, because yeah, that was a big no. Talking about what happened in Texas again, for those who were not familiar, a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue. The person was requesting the freedom of a woman being held for terrorist attacks, basically on our troops. The media is, and even Joe Biden, feigning ignorance as to what a motive could be in terms of why they chose that specific location. It could have been anywhere. They just happened to walk into a Jewish synagogue. Could have been anywhere. We don't know. We don't know why they chose that. It shows a level of disconnect that's wild. For those of you who follow me on social media, you know where I was waiting for this one to wake up. My good friend Steven Cruiser on the line of PJ Media. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you? And I was asleep when you were checking earlier. I slept late today.
This is me admitting to essentially what would tantamount to a crime on air. Go ahead and mark this down as evidence somewhere. Right at the 2:30 hour, April Marie admitted to cyber stalking Steven Cruiser. So I cyber stalk Steven Cruiser to see when he wakes up, because he's in a different time zone and he works late and stays up late, so that I could try to get him on this show on days where he wakes up in time. So yay, thank you for calling in today. We've played several clips, and the short version of Biden and Pelosi today are, you cannot celebrate MLK Day without passing voting right bills that have absolutely nothing to do with voting rights.
Yeah, I like to remind people that everything that they say, well, everything the Democrats say about election integrity is a lie anyway, has been for years, especially vis-a-vis the Republicans and what we actually think about it. Everything about this voting rights bill is an even bigger lie. And the whole apocalyptic doom that they're predicting if this federalization of elections doesn't pass, it's so beyond the pale for me that I don't care if we're permanently on the brink of a civil war now. I don't want to get along with them anymore.
Well, and truly, truly, there almost is, and someone's going to lose their mind over this, but there is almost a civil war on facts. The Democrats are all about lying through the media to the American public about just about any subject they can, whether it be elections and voting rights, whether it be January 6th, whether it be who or what's responsible for inflation, supply chain crisis, or any of the other things happening in our nation right now. There is a war on truth, in which A, they want to lie to us, and B, they want to paint us as hateful, racist bigots.
Yeah, and I you know, I'm older, and I come from an era when you could be involved in politics and still, like, hang out and get along with everybody on all sides. And that only happens in, that happens in D.C. now still, but it's mostly because most of the people there are just sellouts who want to be liked and get drunk with everybody. But,
it is very hard.
Well, the thing is now is that, I'm a conservative who spent his whole adult life in the entertainment industry. So it's not like I don't know how to get along with people who don't agree with me. But at the moment, the full-out war on truth that you just mentioned, it makes it difficult. One of my best friends and I haven't spoken since last year because she had a Trump tantrum, and I see what she's railing against on Facebook all the time. It's almost all wrong. But
right.
They don't know it anymore. At least they all used to know they were part of the charade. What happens now is the media has gone so all in on being, they're worse than they've ever been at any point in history right now, as far as the Democrat advocacy goes. And they have gone so all in on the lying that the rank and file Democrats believe it all the time now. And they don't get their news sources from anything but people who are advocates for the Democratic National Committee.
Well, and that's where we have gotten is it's propaganda. It is individuals who don't realize and know any better. They have become foot soldiers in this propaganda effort, and they're spouting what they think are facts, and they're not facts. And you have to look no further than Biden and Harris's Atlanta speech and every speech given today. I want to get your reaction on this clip from Joe Biden talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Wait. Hold on. One more time for good measure. Let's try this again. This is the President of the United States of America.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Stephen Kreuzer, we need a George Floyd day. That's what's coming next.
Yeah, it's like conflating those two is a bit. And well, it's Biden, though. I mean, it's really, they just need to find a basement, lock him in there full time, maybe put Kamala in there with him as torture. It's like, that's the whole thing, though. He can say things like that because they don't teach actual history in schools anymore. So the younger people hearing that can't reference the reality of Martin Luther King Jr. and know that that's wrong.
It did not have the impact. So it's as if he is completely missing the lives led. What did MLK stand for in his life? Let's look at that. Let's look at why we mourn his death. Let's look at George Floyd. What did his life look like, taking a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach, among all of his other issues? And the way he lived and the way he died. Let's look at the way MLK lived and the way MLK died. And I would say to some, yeah, maybe George Floyd's death had an incredible impact on them, and they have taken it upon themselves to go loot and riot and tear things down and do all the horrible things. But that's not something for the President of the United States to celebrate.
No, it's you would think they would have learned that going all in on that stuff last year or the year before now. Wow. The going in on all that stuff didn't work out well for them. It led to the defunding the police that they're all regretting now. There was just so much about that was wrong. But the Democrats, of course, without thinking it through, jumped on it right away and did a lot of showboating around it. But we're in this ahistorical propagandist reality with the Democrats right now that is so unreal. And I think that it becomes like, it starts to seem tedious for people. But those of us who have conservative media platforms, whether it be radio, yours or mine or whatever, we have to keep pointing out that these are all lies all the time. Got to keep pointing it out. Can't let up on the gas on this one. And so I'm going to keep doing it, even though, like, oh, this is like your 9,000th article. People actually complain to me that I write too much about media bias. No, I don't.
No, because there are still people who do not understand the full impacts of media bias. There are people out there who do not understand that because of media bias, we have an entire generation of people who think socialism is fantastic, who think AOC and Bernie Sanders are their heroes, who think that the entire Republican Party is full of hateful people. And it is because of media bias. It is because the media carries the weight of the Democrats within our nation. All right, we're going to hit a very quick break. When we come back, okay, we've got our final 15 minutes. Stephen Kreuzer on the line with me talking about the state of our nation and the wildness that is what's happening here on MLK with the gaslighting from the President of the United States and Nancy Pelosi and others. Back in just a moment.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What'd Calvin Cooley say?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon, everyone. I apologize for that 3-second delay. Do you know what that 3-second delay was for, Stephen Kreuzer?
What?
It was for me solving today's Wordle.
Oh,
we can't
okay.
give it away. We can't. Okay. We can't give it away. Away now. I've decided worse than movie spoilers now are Wordle spoilers.
Anybody who does a Wordle spoiler should be banned from social media for 6 months. Because the game doesn't give it away. The way that you post it, see, when everybody else was posting it last week and I hadn't played it, I didn't know what those little colored squares were or anything.
Right.
So I like the way that you can share it with everybody else. And I like the fact that it's one game every day for everyone, because that makes it like this global competition thing. So anybody spoiling it, took me 4 tries today, and I just texted you. I told you, like, I got my first 1 in 3, so anything more than that now, I'm disappointed in myself.
You're bitter. I just sent you today's. For those who do not know what the heck we're talking about, the other night I had, well, so I have a small, and by a small, I mean 2 or 3 people, rotation of people I'm allowed to lose my ever-loving mind with, and Stephen Kreuzer is one of those people. And so I had an emotional little outburst with Stephen, and then I sent him I sent him my Wordle, and I was like, all better now. I've played Wordle.
Yeah.
And so now Stephen Kreuzer is playing Wordle with me. And yeah, it is a great distraction from everything going on in the world around us.
Yeah. It's like the fact that it's only one game a day and you got to wait another 24 hours. Well, it's not always 24 hours. I like the fact that it gives you the clock too and tells you when the next one's going to post. But
he
it's
does.
So stripped down. There are no ads. There are no, and it's wonderful. And it's just, I thought, okay, this is ridiculous, because you just got to take a stab in the dark to get it started. But I don't know. Now I'm like, it's, I'm like, I just played my third day in a row and I'm hooked and I'm like, well, okay, when's tomorrow's? But by the way, can I just tell your listeners that every time April Marie says she has one of these spazzy, like, emotional breakdowns, they're never as bad as she thinks they are, okay? She beats herself up too much on these things, all right?
Well, thank you, love.
Like, it's really not, it's, she's not going to go Britney Spears on us here soon. Don't worry.
Joey's shaking his head. Joey got to experience one the other day.
Yeah, no, I now understand I'm not crazy. I'm seeing the same thing, Stephen.
It's never that bad. And you know, I'm an old school chauvinist. I expect the women folk to have those kind of episodes.
Can I just say that you saying that to me is why you're like number one on my call list when I do just have a moment. So yes, thank you for that. So deep breath. We have also solved the Wordle for the day. Joey, have you played this yet?
No.
Give it a whirl.
I'll try.
Give Wordle a whirl.
Wordle a whirl. We want to know. This is the man who admitted earlier today to eating dog biscuits on air, and I can't get him to play a 2-second game.
Yeah, I like word games, though. I'm a big Scrabble guy. I always have been. I had some people wrote me into Words with Friends again, which is annoying because it has all the ads. And if you want to get rid of the ads, they charge you like $10 a month or something.
It's a whole situation. Okay, well, let's move on to other issues. We have discussed the insanity that is this, quote, voters' rights bills legislation that has absolutely nothing to do with voting rights whatsoever, unless you're talking about voting rights being a hostile takeover by the federal government of state voting laws to make it easier to cheat. Then that's what they're talking about. But let's also look at some of the other things happening around our nation. Jill Biden tells AP healing a nation has become one of her chief roles as first lady over the past year. Do you feel healed by Dr. Jill Biden?
A friend of mine on Twitter, an old friend of mine, put it perfectly today. He retweeted that and said she's not healing anything. She's picking at scabs. that summed it up right there.
What in the world is Dr. Jill Biden... and I use doctor because it's just hysterical. What in the world has Jill Biden done since becoming first lady except show us how tacky of a wardrobe she owns?
Well, you know, part of the deal when you register as a Democrat is you abandon all sense of self-awareness. that actually happens as soon as you register as a Democrat. So you never know what you're doing. Her husband is one of, has sown more division in this country than almost any prominent politician ever, and that includes the guy he was vice president for. Just by the mere fact that Joe Biden's been around a lot longer. He's always been a divisive, awful human being, and his wife supports all of that. So they're both just terrible people. I have no problem saying that. I will judge all day long. And so, again, it's just a complete lack of self-awareness, but, you know, the press will champion that, and they'll all say, isn't she great? And she's, like, one of the worst first ladies we've ever had.
Pretty bad.
And that includes, and Michelle Obama's on that list.
And Hillary Clinton's on that list. Wow, that's a pretty pretty bad score when you're right up there with those two. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going out to buy an Audi now that they are working on their diversity and inclusion and gender sensitive language for their vehicles?
I don't know how it took like 2 days for that to hit social media, but it started lighting up yesterday, and there were some great tweets about it, like, oh, well, just what I've been waiting for, a luxury car that scolds me. And then I said, because it said, we're opening the door to diversity and this and that, and I said, well, yeah, I'm just going to continue opening the door for women only. And it's like, I don't really know.
Stephen, that's so offensive. Liberal women hate it when you open the door. I'll actually stand at a door. I will, and it's just, it's instinctive to me, not always, but especially if I'm on a date or I'm out with a gentleman, I will stand at the door and or sit in the car and wait for them to come around and open it. And that's just the way it is. I love me some gender roles. I love me some of the things that are considered toxic masculinity.
I've got a dirty little secret for America right now.
Yes.
It's the liberal female scolds on social media who say they hate that stuff. Real liberal women out in America are still all team chivalry. It's like almost every one of them. That's really not a thing. I did, however, once have the weirdest thing happen. Probably an old veteran, so he didn't want to. An older guy with a cane. I was at the gas company getting something done, and I opened the door for him, and he slapped my hand out of the way and said, "I can do it myself."
And I've seen women bark at men for it, and there's no other way to describe it except bark at men. I can do that myself. Okay, well, you're not a lady, you're a shrew, and go ahead and open your own door. But I want each and every man who opens doors to continue to open doors. And I get into this conversation a lot with other mothers because I'm raising two boys that I completely will be that mother who teaches my boys to be everything the women of the left claim to hate. I want them to open doors. I want them to be kind. I want them to defend women. I want them to show strength. I want them to do all of those things, because what's the alternative? Skinny jean, skinny tie, pretty boys who, maybe go by the gender they, them, the pronouns they, them, and wear eyeliner. And I don't need all that in my life.
And with guys from a certain era like me, that stuff is ingrained. You don't think about it. I don't think like, well, here's a woman, I need to open the door for her. You do it automatically. You're walking down a street with a woman, and, you know, if she starts off on the side that's closest to the street, no, you go around, you move her over, and then you walk on the side closest to the street. Things like that are automatic with guys. Like, so it's not like... Even if it were somehow to become offensive behavior, it's not, because we're not really, there's no ill will, there's no evil motivation, there's no, oh, the poor little woman. No, it's just called being a gentleman. And there's nothing wrong with being a gentleman.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a gentleman. My wish is for my boys to grow up and be a gentleman, and that's where we are in life. All right, we are about to close out today's show. I really sincerely do appreciate you giving me a call. Where can our listeners find you online, find your daily briefings, watch your videos, all that good stuff?
Go to PJ Media. Hit newsletters at the top and subscribe to the daily. It's the first box that will be checked. You can leave that checked and then give them your email and subscribe to the daily briefing. It's free, but it still financially supports conservative media. So you don't even have to come out of pocket for that. And then you'll have my morning briefing delivered to your inbox every weekday morning, even on holidays like today. It doesn't get a day off.
Even Crazer Snark cannot live without it, I tell you. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, and we will talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we will. Bye.
All right. Bye, love. That was Stephen Crazer from PJ Media. You have been listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Joey Clark, go home and find 30 seconds to play Wordle today.
All right.
It's your homework assignment. That's much better than me threatening to break your legs.
Yes. As I did earlier. Thank you, Kathy Bates.
All right. Until tomorrow, you guys stay out of trouble. Coming up next, Greg Ubedell and the lovely Rosie. Take care. Bye.